Following the instruction, we there see the injunction of the Prime Minister to some competent authorities in charge of roads in the capital city. Some work is being done on some of the streets in Yaoundé that had virtually become impassable. That it took the Prime Minister's intervention for those concerned to act on the sorry state of roads in Yaoundé has been sufficiently dealt with and need not be belabored. Something is being done about the pothole-ridden roads of the capital city using both humans and machines, semi-permanent and temporary material, raising the issue of the quality, effectiveness and efficiency of the repair works. Whatever the material, equipment and the method used, the bottom line is that this is a makeshift arrangement. Within this context, the issue of opportunity cost becomes prominent as some economists and experts in public works are questioning the choice and rationale of the means and method being used to solve a problem that is now being treated as an emergency, which under normal circumstances should not have been so. Constructed roads have a lifespan that is a function of a maintenance mechanism, which is an indispensable component of any construction or acquisition endeavor. And when this maintenance is completely neglected over the years, as was the case with the road networks in the major towns and cities in Cameroon, particularly the capital city, Yaoundé, it no longer makes sense to talk of repairs, albeit emergency, but rehabilitation. As the roads, some of them poorly constructed, were abandoned, the state of the deterioration is such that repairing them becomes as expensive as undertaking outright reconstruction. Come to think of it, the construction of a kilometer of tarred road in Cameroon is estimated at over ₦1 billion, and if repairing the roads, which is a seasonal solution, falls just a little short of this amount, then there is no point in taking the repair option. This is because by the time the next rainy season comes next year, the repaired roads would have deteriorated to almost the same state as they were at the time of repairs. Worse still, the portions of the road that were unattended to for being presumably in good state would have developed more potholes. In such a situation, it will make economic sense to put in place a permanent rehabilitation plan with specific timelines instead of temporary, sporadic and unplanned repair works. After all, poorly repaired roads will deteriorate faster than properly constructed or rehabilitated ones. This observer is convinced that Cameroonians, considered as resilient, who have been used to adapting to other difficult situations, including deplorable roads, can persevere longer and wait for proper reconstructed roads instead of hastily and poorly repaired roads that will last just for a season. And this, on the condition that the road construction in the capital city and elsewhere in Cameroon is done comprehensively with a clear maintenance mechanism that will be respected. Else, the vicious cycle of poor roads with short lifespans will continue while waiting for another emergency directive from the Prime Minister.
Tewi Lambiv, editorialist, technical advisor number 4 to the Director General of the CRTV.